We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right.
Okay, sorry. We were still talking celebrity gossip off the air because Julie's got to get me all caught up on Monday afternoon.
A lot of stuff happened this past weekend.
There was a lot of stuff, and you got me, I feel like, mostly up to speed on the Pete Davidson, Kim K, Kanye thing. But the other big thing was Kevin Federline finally broke his years of silence about Britney Spears, I think was the headline I originally saw. Did you see that, Laszlo?
I must have missed it, man.
You did?
You're the Twitter guy.
I thought for you'd see this. So I only caught little snippets. I was like, you know, I'd rather hear this from Julia, honestly, because she'll have a better comprehension. She'll read the actual article. But there was something about basically that, like, the conservatorship really helped Britney, according to KFed. And it sounded like he was maybe kind of pro-conservatorship or that it helped her for a while.
He said something positive about her dad, and I can't remember quite what it was. But, kind of alluded to that.
And I also saw in that, which I had no idea, I think it said that he's been married for like 10 years or like that. Yeah. See, Laszlo, you're learning something new here.
Good for him.
But the thing that got me is that, and I heard you, Laszlo, kind of have a response to this, is that KFed said something about how, or at least alluded to the idea, that the kids have a tough time seeing their mom posting these, provocative pictures.
Sure.
And, Laszlo, I know in the past...
Nobody wants to see their mom topless.
Right. I get that. But there are...
Except in porno. Seems to be wildly popular now, but as a whole...
Well, and those are usually stepmoms, yeah, which is a little different. But, I mean, she's doing it on Instagram. She is technically covering herself up. I mean, it's not a lot. I guess it's more than I would hope for my mother to do on Instagram, I suppose.
My God.
But, I mean... I know how you feel about the quote unquote dirty housewife porn star when she's got kids and she's got to go to OnlyFans where you got to go to PTA meetings. That you've always thought it puts the kids in an awkward position.
It does. I mean, even just what I do puts the kids in an awkward position, and all I do is talk.
Yeah, I guess there's no. I mean, if it's Britney Spears, there's certainly no. Everyone's going to know that your mom is Britney Spears. You can't keep that a secret. I can be able to keep a lid on that. But, I mean, it is Instagram topless.
I don't know, man. It's bad enough if you just had kids and you're an attractive person.
Yeah.
They're probably like, oh, your mom's hot. Like, you know all that. Like, that's hard to deal with, right? And then they're like, hey, look at your mom on Instagram. I'm watching your mom right now on Instagram. She's dancing. She's got pasties on. Like, yeah. And you're 15? Like, my God.
Yeah, I was going to say her kids, I think, are in high school, they said.
That's a tough putt, man.
Yeah, the age, it's definitely not the right age. I mean, we all had friends in high school who were, you know.
Whose moms were hot, and you say it, and then they get mad. What if it was like, I'm looking at your mom on Instagram?
Yeah.
She's super hot, and she's dancing around with no top on. Like, I mean, I get it. I'm not saying that women can't do it, but there is some fallout for your kids.
Okay, Laszlo, what's worse? The fact that she's maybe, scantily clad on Instagram, or the fact that she's been doing that dance on Instagram.
Yeah.
As a kid, if it was your mom,
you don't understand what looks to be the slightly crazy dance. You haven't dated girls who do the slightly crazy dance. You're like, oh, you're not right. You can see it in Britney, but you got to have a little bit more experience. I think if you're 15, you're like, that's just my mom dancing,
just having fun.
Right? Right.
She's a mom. She already, because it's their mom, so she's already going to seem lame and old and whatever, even if she is Britney Spears.
Right.
So you say topless thing is worse than the air guitar?
Yeah, I mean, the air guitar is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, but you don't necessarily think that's weird. And it's Britney Spears. She's dancing around. That's my mom.
Yeah.
But when she's, topless, not that she can't be, but I just think as a 15-year-old kid, you're like, ugh. And I don't even know if it bothers you as much as just other kids. Like, hey. I mean, every day, I can only imagine what I'd do if I sat next to Britney Spears' kid in, fifth grade fifth hour geometry.
Yeah.
They'd be like, if the teacher's like, what are you doing on your phone? I'm like, looking at Steve's mom.
Yeah, it happens.
She's super hot, and I just sent it to everybody, and she's naked, playing the air guitar. Like, oh, no.
Do girls do that, Julia? Do girls give each other a hard time about having hot dads? Is that a thing in high school? Like, your dad's hot. I mean,
no.
I know.
Not really.
I feel like I've seen it in movies. I don't remember which one, but I vaguely recall, like, maybe a Mean Girls or something where someone's dad is hot, right? Doesn't that sound familiar? But I didn't know if it happened in real life.
I don't think as much. I can't really speak on that, though, because I feel like none of my friends had real hot dads where we were, like, on their case about it.
It's not even sometimes that. I'm thinking back on the guys who got, you know, a lot of grief for their moms being hot.
No, like you can relate.
Yes, okay.
Well,
fine.
And I feel like it's like almost like a pop culture thing to make fun of guys for having hot moms, whereas like making fun of a girl for having a hot dad isn't as like.
It makes guys so angry. At least the guys that I know, or maybe it's just that you continue to poke fun at them because it gets such a rise out of them.
Well, and I kept doing it to you. The first day I said something about your mommy, about lost your cool and
quit. I didn't lose my cool.
20 years ago, you're like,
I let it go.
You wanted to fight me outside the 75th Street Brewery or something.
For a long time.
Don't you ever talk about my mom. And I was like, bingo, here we go.
Kept
of course,
going.
Because I saw you. If you would have showed no emotion, be like, yeah, she is hot, blah, blah, blah. I would have never kept it going.
But you just
lost your cool.
Going. And, you know, I can see the look.
She's the same. Don't you talk
now.
Yeah, don't you talk about her. I was like, oh, that is what I'm going to totally talk about.
It's different, though.
It's just
you
like
know
Snow
it.
Cone and an iPad.
All right.
See?
Why wasn't it turned to me?
I don't think it is the same.
It is the same.
How is that the same? Just because he gets worked up over it. But yeah. I'm trying to defend my mother's honor, which is a normal thing here.
Sure.
A Snow Cone's defending an iPad? I mean, come on. With an X of an X, this is ancient history.
And
my
the fact
that
he was naked on it and left it around.
Right, but...
I mean, that's a story, and it does bother him, so I go with it.
Yeah, but there's no real reason for it. I just don't think it's the same thing. One is making fun of somebody's mother.
It's like La Pee Pee over here. Gets her
Come
out.
On! I thought it was safe! I was like, yeah, get the guys!
The Church of Laszlo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.